We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 1120 KMOX. I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah. This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
Hey, it's 8:33. I'm Debbie Monterey, and I am all alone in Studio B. I shouldn't say that. Chris Myhill is here with me. Who's going to do overtime with me?
We are.
Hancock and Kelly.
There they are. Hancock and Kelly. You want to tell the fine folks where you guys are?
We're in Jupiter, Florida, Debbie, and we enjoyed a little St. Patrick's Day yesterday. We're going to be here all week.
Are you keeping an eye on Tom Ackerman?
Yeah, it's not difficult to keep on an eye on Tom. I mean, he was the best. He set us up this morning. We have a window view of watching the Cardinals arrive every morning for spring training, as Tom does. And this is fun. It's fun down to be down here with Hancock.
Yeah, it is. We're having a blast.
Well, good. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys have to talk about all week long from Jupiter, Florida. How about we keep it sports related for the moment anyway, because an unlikely run for the St. Louis University Billikens, of course, beating St. Bonaventure 55-53, and they are Atlantic 10 Conference champions. They mounted a major rally late in the second half to beat St. Bonaventure. So will you be filling out a bracket, John Hancock, and will you be picking SLU to go far?
Well, I will probably fill out a bracket at some point. Yeah, I'm going to pick SLU. I usually, I heard you guys talking about the amount of research that goes into these things.
Yes.
I do zero research. And I pick them out. I go by the teams that have the more conservative names or come from good Republican states. I tend to vote for those teams in my bracket. And then liberal schools from liberal states, I'm against them.
How do you generally do picking that way?
I lose. I lose every time.
How about you, Michael Kelly?
Yes, I'm definitely going to be filling out a bracket, and I do it every year. There is nothing more exciting than March Madness to me. It really gets going, and we have all those games, and you get to root for the underdog in so many of those games. There's always upsets. One of my favorite things to do when the bracket comes out is to see how many of these universities I've never heard of and where they're from, because they'll be, you know, University of Iona at, you know, Punxsutawney, and you're like, where's this at?
Punxsutawney, that's where the groundhog is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Phil is their mascot, oddly enough. But hey, how about those Billikens? I think that's really exciting for them. They've
had
a great season.
What a win that was. This has been a great team to watch all year. You know, they started off great, and we thought maybe we had something special, and the middle of the season was tough. They lost a couple of players. And now here we are in the final dance, and this is probably this is the first time in several years that either one of our teams, Mizzou or St. Louis U, has made the NCAA. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think maybe 5 years. So from Billiken to Deer, here's a question for you. It remains to be seen if the St. Louis County Council will move forward with a plan to endorse regulated archery hunts in county parks. Councilmember Tim Fitch is the sponsor of the ordinance for the archery hunts, and experts say archery hunts are the most popular way for thinning deer in urban areas. So, Michael Kelly, what do you think? Should they have an archery hunt to keep the deer herds down?
Yeah, so I don't know. Whatever. I mean, if we have deer overpopulation, we need to deal with it. They can be extremely dangerous, especially in some of those neighborhoods in St. Louis County where you have so much population. So I think it's appropriate that they're going to find some way to deal with it. If archery hunts are the best way to handle it, then I'm for it. And rarely do I agree with Chief Fitch on some of his policies. But this time, I think he's got something good here.
Yeah, we've got a whole family of deer out in the backyard. They come through every day, twice a day, and there's sometimes there's as many as seven of them. So
wow.
it's a real problem in some of these, you know, outlying neighborhoods. Now, I'm not going to shoot a deer with a bow and arrow personally, but you know, people who get into that, why, have at it.
Yeah, they are super cute to watch, but super dangerous when they're in the middle of the road in the middle of the night. And also, you get too many deer in one place, and then you have the risk of chronic wasting disease. So there's also that. Well, they're,
wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds terrible.
That
yeah,
sounds good.
It's not fun for the deer, especially. Well, we will find out tomorrow what the county council is going to do with that. They're supposed to take a
vote. Well, there's a well-oiled machine, huh? The county
it sure
council,
is.
They seem to be able to agree on, you know, what day it is.
They are operating on all cylinders, for sure. All right, we have a couple political questions to get to, including a Democratic presidential candidate and the president tweeting up an angry storm this weekend. We'll do that after we check traffic and weather together. It's 8:38. It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, and joining me for round two of overtime from Jupiter, Florida, it's Michael Kelly and John Hancock. All
hey,
right.
Hey,
hey. I'm going to start with Michael Kelly on this one. I never know if it's, is it Beto? How do we say his name, Michael?
Sounds good to me. One of them. Robert.
Let's call him Beto O'Rourke. He has raised more than $6 million online during the first 24 hours after announcing his official White House bid last week. And O'Rourke spokesman Chris Evans tweeted that the record-breaking $6.1 million came without a dime from political action committees, corporations, or special interests. So, Michael, what's your take on this? Does Beto have what it takes? And how significant is that amount of money?
Well, I think whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be the next president. And I think if you look at these announcements as they've happened, there is extreme enthusiasm, unlike any we've ever seen before in the Democratic Party. I mean, Bernie Sanders raised millions of dollars in the first couple of hours. Now Beto O'Rourke's done it. Kamala Harris has done it. Democrats are fired up. The money is going to be there. It's whether or not the messaging is going to be what's going to be right to be able to win this White House. But I'm confident, Debbie, that whoever the Democrats nominate, anybody from this field, will beat Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that at all. But, you know, Beto O'Rourke, he's kind of a blank canvas at this point. And he excites a lot of people because he's young, he's attractive, and, you know, he's seemingly positive and has run a positive campaign to this point. You know, I think the way he ran against Ted Cruz, which was straight positive, I think that was very effective for him. I'm not so sure that will be effective in a Democratic primary where you've got to draw distinctions between yourself and your competition in order to find that niche to get elected. So we'll see. But clearly he's gonna raise some money. He's going to be very popular, and potentially he's the kind of candidate that Democrats can fall in love with.
All right, and he certainly won't be the last. I guess Joe Biden made some mention over the weekend about his run for president and then corrected himself because he hasn't officially announced yet. So, oh, wait, never mind, I didn't say that. But that's still to come. Let's talk about the president himself, who was kind of on another angry tweeting binge over the weekend. He ripped on Saturday Night Live, although they didn't even have a new episode. And I guess he thinks maybe they should be investigated for making fun of him. He was tweeting about John McCain. And then he blamed a small town union leader for not doing enough to save a General Motors factory in Lordstown, Ohio, that closed March 6th. That caused about 5,400 job losses. Democrat UAW Local 1112 President David Green ought to get his act together and produce. John Hancock, is that helpful when the president goes after some local union leader?
Well, probably not, because if you look at who elected Donald Trump in 2016, I guarantee you that, particularly in those upper Midwest states, Michigan and Pennsylvania, Ohio, he got more than his fair share of votes from organized labor households. So, I, you know, that in some respects is biting the hand that feeds you. Because he's going to, if Donald Trump's going to get reelected, he's going to need the votes of those working class you know, union households in those key states. And so I'm a little puzzled by that tweet.
Yeah, it made no sense. And let's remember, I mean, this president has imposed tariffs, which are absolutely killing the American auto industry as it relates to steel tariffs and being able to have them to be able to build their products at the best case. Now, you know, this president said, I'm going to bring all these jobs back. These factories are going to stop closing. That hasn't been the case. And so he's looking for a scapegoat. This president, over the weekend, wow, his Twitter, it was scary what this guy's doing. He's out retweeting extremists, folks who believe that the shootings are a hoax, etc. I mean, this guy's losing his mind. Think about this. On the Sunday talk shows, the president's chief of staff several times had to tell people the president is not a white supremacist. Well, why would that question be even asked if it wasn't for what he's doing himself? The rhetoric that's coming out as it relates to Judge Jeanine, the stuff that he's continuing to say. We have a chief of staff for a United States president having to deny that the president is a white supremacist. This is insane. This guy is losing his mind.
Any rebuttal there, John Hancock?
He's not losing his mind.
Then he believes this stuff?
And I think what you're going to see is the greatest political hope for Donald Trump is the Democratic primary field. And I think there is a better than likely chance that they're going to nominate somebody that's not electable. And well, you know, we'll see.
All right, we need to take another break. And when we come back, it's round three of OT here on The Voice of St. Louis. It's 8:47.
Overtime continues.
That's incredibly cool.
That's awesome.
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 8:52. Debbie Monterey, along with Hancock and Kelly in Jupiter, Florida this morning. All right, if you see any police officers, guys, treat them with respect. But just
always.
FYI, giving the middle finger to a police officer, although not the smartest thing to do, is protected by the Constitution. A federal appeals court ruled that a woman's constitutional rights were violated when she was given a ticket by an officer in suburban Detroit after she flipped the cop off. The court said that the woman should have known better, but agreed that it's a free speech issue. John Hancock, do you agree with the judge?
I do. I mean, it is a free speech issue, and, you know, you've got the right to be stupid in this country, which is, you know, it's one of the things that makes us a great country. But I would not advise anyone giving the bird to an officer of the law. Not a good idea.
So this is one where we're going to agree. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, I am always so impressed with the way that our officers handle themselves, and especially in St. Louis. If you think about the last couple of years, with the protests we saw around Stockley and what happened in Ferguson, the finger being given to the police was a moderate thing of what these guys had to deal with, these men and women had to deal with. It's disgusting that people would treat law enforcement that way, but I've seen far worse in St. Louis, unfortunately.
Are you guys Ubering or Lyfting around Jupiter, or would you actually get into an autonomous vehicle? I ask because 71% of people in a AAA survey said that they are afraid of autonomous vehicles, and that's actually up 8 percentage points from 2017. So while we hear all these stories on almost a daily basis about who's developing autonomous, you know, non-driver driving cars, it seems like people are getting less comfortable with it. What about you, let's start with Michael Kelly.
Yeah, I would be one of those 71% of people who are as a little concerned about getting in an autonomous vehicle. Now, I realize that eventually in our lifetime, that's probably going to be the case, that we're going to be in autonomous vehicles. We are not there yet, and I'm a part of that group of people who would not be in that car.
Well, I may not be the best driver in the world, Michael, and so it wouldn't bother me to get into a self-driving car because, you know, it can't get much worse for me.
You know what I think? I think that those of us who have grown up driving, I actually don't mind driving around town. I have no problems driving myself to work. But we are, it's new territory with people who can't stay off their phones. So autonomous driving is going to appeal to people who, you know, can't spend those 10 minutes off their phone. So somebody else, the car will drive itself. What do you think about that theory?
Yeah, I hopped in a golf cart this morning and rode over here to the Voice of St. Louis. It's very nice of them to pick me up.
It was less than a half block. You took a golf cart?
Well, he said, would you like a lift? And I said, why, sure.
Debbie, I can see his hotel from the window we're sitting at. I mean, this guy, you know, we have got to get you on a physical regimen, brother.
What? I had to hop up on top of that thing. It was, a lot of energy.
I am worried about you.
What?
Well, maybe I could start a conspiracy theory. You guys really aren't at Jupiter for spring training. You're both getting plastic surgery, and you're hiding away.
I got my feet done yesterday.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I went to a little pedicure.
Oh, man. What's the matter?
I was going to do it, but I figured, Hancock won't do it with me. I went by myself.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. We may have to talk about that. Get some help for this guy.
Apparently, plastic surgery is getting more and more popular. Almost 18 million people got plastic surgery last year. And according to Eva Kazan of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, there's less shame to it than there was a couple of years ago. And I guess it's also getting a little easier and less invasive with laser surgery and stuff. So any thoughts about what's behind the rise in cosmetic surgery, and what nip and tuck will you guys be getting while you're away?
None.
On this?
I will not get any nip and tuck, and God forbid something bad happened to me and I become disfigured, then I would deal with it. But what's the rise? Look at these phones. Look at the Instagram. There is a social media that is nothing but pictures. We are obsessed with looks, and I guess I'm in that category, but listen, you can't fix this pig up. You're stuck with what you got.
Well, if you ever see me walking around town with just one chin, you'll know that I've had something done.
Well, all right. We'll be scrutinizing you when you return. Hancock and Kelly up after news at the top.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.